Hello, and welcome to Fraser 365. I'm Cami Culpepper, the Family and Connections Minister here at Fraser Church in Montgomery, Alabama. We're excited to be in a series we're calling In His Steps, Your Life Has Meaning. As you listen to these devotionals, our prayer is that you would find your meaning by being deeply rooted in the love of Christ as you learn to walk in His steps.
You're listening to Day 6 of In His Steps. Today's title is A Prayer of Faith. Matthew 17:20 reads, "For truly I say to you, if you have faith like a grain of mustard seed, you will say to this mountain, 'Move from here to there,' and it will move, and nothing will be impossible for you." Our text today is Matthew 14:28-29. And Peter answered him, "Lord, if it is you, command me to come to you on the water." He said, "Come." So Peter got out of the boat and walked on the water and came to Jesus. Peter has been strengthened by Jesus' presence and encouragement. He responds with a risky prayer of faith, prefaced by lingering doubt. The doubt can be heard in how Peter begins, "Lord, if it is you." Peter doesn't say, "Since it is you," or "I know it's you." He is still unsure who he is actually speaking to. Yet, if it is really Jesus, he wants Jesus to order him to join him in the water walking miracle. Jesus doesn't ridicule Peter for his doubts or scold him for his unbelief. Christ simply responds to Peter's if and request with the one-word command, "Come." Bruce Barton notes, "Peter was the only one in the boat who reacted in faith. His impulse led him to experience a rather unusual demonstration of God's power. Jesus' presence in the storm caused Peter to exercise a fearless faith. Peter overcame his fear and attempted the impossible. But notice that he did so only with Jesus' command to come. John Phillips explains further. The disciples heard a familiar voice saying, "Take heart, it is I. Do not be afraid." Peter, with his usual impulsiveness, proposed a test. If it really was the Lord, then let him summon Peter to come to him. The Lord answered in a word, "Come." That word, the most wonderful word in the Bible, was the basis of Peter's trust. He dared to put his trust in the naked word of the Christ of God. All around Peter, the world was being torn apart. The wind was screaming in his ears, and the boat was tossing like a piece of driftwood. But the surging billows were already beneath the Lord's feet. Jesus had walked some 3.5 miles across the lake to reach the boat, which, according to John 6:19, was 25 or 30 furlongs from its starting point. All the circumstances that we are unable to cope with are also already beneath the Lord's feet. The things that were beneath his feet, the Lord was going to put under Peter's feet as well. Peter was going to walk on water because he had faith. A vital link to the source of power. Faith, according to Romans 10:17, cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Peter had heard the one word he needed, "Come." Upon it, he could rest his faith and dare his all. Picture the scene. Peter lifted one foot over the side of the boat, and as the waves soaked his leg up to his waist, he was reminded that there was water out there. And man cannot walk on water. But Peter pondered the word of God in Christ, "Come," and lifted his other leg over the side. However, Peter still had an iron grip on the boat. He would not be exercising real faith until he let go. It was when he fixed his eyes on Jesus that everything came into focus, and he let go. Then the impossible happened. He was no longer being ruled by circumstances. He was triumphing over them. Faith was operating in his life. Sometimes we have to push through real fears and doubts to reach daring faith so that we can experience God in powerful ways. Of the 12 disciples who were in the storm that day, only one walked on water with Jesus. Now here are some questions to consider. How do you realistically get past your ifs so you can encounter God's miracle-working power? How does persistent prayer lead to daring faith? In what ways is God commanding you to come to Him? Thanks for joining us. Have a great day.